morning, good afternoon, good evening, whoever listening to the podcast. This is Pastor Edu coming your way with the Word of God. God has been so gracious to us, and His mercies endureth forever. In the Bible, turn with me to the book of John, the Gospel according to St. John, chapters numbers 6, verse numbers 41. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." Hallelujah. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, "I'm the bread which came down from heaven." Hallelujah. I've entitled today's podcast as "Don't Murmur." Don't Murmur. Hallelujah. Let me give a quick background of the Gospel according to John chapter 6, verse numbers, chapter 6 in general. Jesus Christ stepped over and went into Galilee. He got to a sea near Tiberias. In fact, as a norm, great multitude followed him. He gave you the word company. Great company followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. In fact, Christ healed the sick. They might have heard Christ changing water into wine. They must have heard Christ open the eye of the blind. They must have heard Christ healing the cripples. So they all followed Jesus Christ. Now, Christ went up into the mountain with his disciples. In fact, when he went up into the mountains, the Passover was approaching. So then Christ sat down. When he lifted up his eyes, he saw the great company. And quickly he said to one of his disciples, known as Philip, and he told Philip, "Where can we get bread for these great people or for this great company?" Amen. But then he said that to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Hallelujah. Then Philip answered and said, "In fact, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." But Andrew said, "In fact, there's a lad here, and what he brought was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes." When Christ heard this, he asked them, the men, to sit down in groups. In fact, God always uses what we have to bless what we don't have. Hallelujah. God always uses what we have and multiply it for us. Hallelujah. So we need to have something for Christ. We need to have something for God. Hallelujah. They sat down in groups, in men, in groups. And then Christ took the bread and gave thanks. And he distributed it to his disciples. And disciples, to them, he gave to those who were sitting down. Hallelujah. In fact, the people were fed. They were filled. They ate into the... And they ate to full capacity. Verse 12 of John chapter 6, verse 12. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragment that remained, that nothing be lost." Hallelujah. After they've eaten the leftovers, Christ did tell disciples to gather them. And they gathered them and they filled 12 baskets with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. I term it as the multiply effect power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Then when the men saw the miracle that Jesus Christ did, they make a remarkable statement in John chapter 6, verse number 14. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus Christ did, said, "This is of a truth that a prophet that should come into the world." Hallelujah. They saw Christ as a prophet when they saw the miracle that Christ performed. But they murmured when Christ told them, "He is the bread that is sent down from heaven." Hallelujah. In fact, when Christ told them that he is the bread that came down from heaven, they murmured because they saw Christ as an ordinary Jewish person. They saw Christ as a carpenter's son. They saw Christ as anybody at all in Nazareth. Hallelujah. But Christ told them, I'm the bread that came down from heaven. This morning, my prayer is that we should not murmur. This morning, my prayer is that we should not grumble. This morning, my prayer is that we should not become frustrated. Hallelujah. 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 Don't murmur. Turn to your friend and tell him or her, don't murmur. Call your wife or husband and tell him or her, don't murmur. Hallelujah. I would like to talk about murmuring today. In fact, murmuring is for a Greek word known as gigazo, which means grumble. Murmuring comes about if one is not comfortable in any given situation. There are countless examples or scenarios in scripture, but I would like to narrow to the above text. That's the book of John, chapter 6. Amen. Murmuring is very common in human, and care must be taken on how we murmur, because its repercussion is very devastating and unpleasant. Hallelujah. Now, let's consider the reason why we as humankind murmur. One, whenever we are neglected, when we are neglected or marginalized, we tend to murmur. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, we have an example of murmuring among the early Christians. Let's turn the Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse number 1. And in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied or was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Hallelujah. Remember that in the early Christian age, the Gentiles who were converted into Christianity were marginalized. Because whenever there's any distribution of food or clothes or what they call it, the Jews who were original Christians will take their share before the Gentiles or the non-Jews. Hallelujah. So there was murmuring there. In fact, whenever you are neglected, you murmur. But my prayer is that we should not murmur in any given circumstance. Hallelujah. We should trust in the Lord, because he is the one who provides our needs. Hallelujah. Another reason why we murmur is whenever there's a want of need. In fact, when we're going to look in the Old Testament among the Israelites, the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron when they were in want of bread. Let's turn the Bible to the book of Exodus chapter 16, verse number 2. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Exodus 16, verse number 3. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pot, and when we did eat bread to be full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with anger. Hallelujah. The children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron because of want of need, specifically bread. They want food to eat. Here's the 16 verse 2 and 3. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pot, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with anger. They murmured. Another reason why we murmur is that when there's a misconception, whenever there's a misconception, when people have a misconception about you, they tend to murmur when they see you. An example is that of Jesus. How some of the Israelites wanted him killed because they failed to recognize him as the Messiah. Hallelujah. and also doubt his miraculous power. John chapter 7, verse number 12. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, he is a good man. Others said, nay, but he deceived the people. Hallelujah. Whenever there's a misconception, there tend to be murmuring to that effect. Another reason why we should not murmur. We shouldn't murmur at all. In fact, the reason why we shouldn't murmur is that it should not be part of our lives. Murmuring, as a matter of fact, not be part or not be even mentioned as part of our behavior. In his letter to the Christians in Philippians, Paul, chapter 2, the Apostle Paul admonished the Christians as a means of working out their salvation. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse number 13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputes. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 15. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perceived nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 13 to 15. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his goodness, his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perceived nation, among whom ye shall shine as light of the world. Hallelujah. The reason why we should not murmur is that it should not be mentioned as our behavior. It should not be part of our life. Rather, we should shine in the world. Hallelujah. Another reason why we should not murmur is that it always triggers the wrath of God. In fact, murmuring brings about the wrath of God on us. It takes away the glory of God. And rather bring the wrath of God whenever we murmur. Numbers chapter 14, verse number 11. Numbers chapter 14, verse number 11 to 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. Hallelujah. So murmuring always brings or trigger the wrath of God. Murmuring always take away the glory of God from us, and rather brings wrath unto us. Numbers chapter 40, verse numbers 11 to 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with a pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. Hallelujah. Whenever we murmur against God and not human. When we murmur, it's against the Lord and not human race. Hence the need not to murmur. Hallelujah. Whenever we murmur, whenever we grumble not against human, but God. Exodus 16, verse number 8. Exodus 16, verse number 8. And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in morning bread to the food, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And that we are, your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 16, verse number 8. And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. for that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what we are, your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is the reason why we should not murmur, because when we murmur, it's against the Lord and not human. Hallelujah. Another reason why we should not murmur is that murmurings, any person that murmurs, will not enter into the kingdom of God. Any form of murmuring, and murmuring is the fruit of the flesh. Murmuring is also one of the fruit of the flesh, and such a person will not enter into the kingdom of God. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 21. Galatians chapter 5 verse number 21. King James read this way: envies, murders, drunkenness, driveling, and such alike, of which I tell you before, and I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We should be careful the way we grumble. We should be careful the way we murmur, because murmuring brings the wrath of God on us. Murmuring is against the Lord. Murmuring should not be mentioned among us as Christians. And the reason why we should not murmur, murmuring always brings displeasure. It takes the glory of God from us. We shouldn't murmur. We shouldn't murmur, but rather rely on God, and in all things we should give thanks in all situations. Amen. Let's go back to our foundation text as a way of concluding remarks. John chapter 6 verse number 41. Then the Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. The Jews murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. Hallelujah. Murmuring draws us back from the Lord. It prevents us from entering into the kingdom of God. Let's keep our heart from murmuring and look up unto the Lord. Search for Pastor Edu wherever you get your podcast. And remember to subscribe to my podcast. This is Pastor Edu coming your way this morning with the word of God. Stay blessed, stay focused, and may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, be yesterday and forevermore. Amen.